Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. And don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, bunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
It
Population
is.
Nikki Glazer. Glazy. Glazy is in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm excited to see you because we're going to St. Louis. I don't know when this, or is this going to drop after?
No, this is right before
this
we go.
This is right before it. And we are all three of us are going and performing at Helium. Dan is going to feature for us and we're going to headline there.
Not performing at the Funny Bone.
No.
Which is so weird because they won't let us perform there.
Whatever.
Huh. Whatever.
We're going to Helium, trying to make things, make Helium great again.
Yeah.
And make St. Louis great again.
It
for is comedy.
Make the Galleria Mall great again.
Hey, man. It's going to be fun.
If you want to take a break from getting stabbed upstairs, come downstairs and come see us.
By Dillard's.
I'm going to get in a fight at Ballpark Village.
Yeah, do that. That's right. It's not even operating right now.
No, it will
get
be
a,
that
pick
day.
Up a Weber grill upstairs and then come downstairs. And
No, it's Weber Grill University right upstairs.
No, it's Weber. It's a restaurant
it's
based on Weber.
It's
Grill.
A Weber Grill University. You can learn everything from charcoal economics.
Either way, just come see us. It's super, super fun.
We have a show Wednesday, one Thursday, two Friday, two Saturday. It will be... we're excited. We're finding the funny there, which is this other project that we're doing. I know we talked about it on the show, but whenever we go into a town, we always, the first 5 to 10 minutes of the set, we try and write comedy about the town that we're in. A lot of comics do that.
It's a good challenge.
But we just have to go out and experience as much as we can. Now, we've gone to... We're doing 10 cities. Each city is a chapter in this large audiobook that's going to be on audible.com. And then we'll take five to seven minutes of comedy from each place and create a comedy album.
Oh
so
my
like,
God.
And the tracks are
Sklar's and Stripes.
Detroit. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Sklar's Tulsa and Kansas City. So we did Tulsa, Kansas City, St. Louis,
San Francisco,
Houston, San Francisco, Portland, like
San Diego.
And each city is difficult for various reasons.
Denver.
And that like Portland, Portlandia has already done it. So where do we find new stuff in that? St. Louis is a town we grew up in, so we know it really well.
Yes.
How do we find what's funny about it now? And the answer is to go straight to Ferguson. Kidding. but we're going to do that, and it's going to be really fun. But we always get excited because we talk St. Louis with you.
I
just immediately...
What high school did you go to?
Kirkwood.
Yay! What high school did you go to is a pickup line in St. Louis.
Yeah.
I think it's because that... No,
I
most people don't
understand why no one else...
Yeah, why
no
is
other
that in Chicago?
Well,
I'll tell you why. A lot of people say because a lot of people in St. Louis stay in St. Louis, that's why it is the pickup line.
Got
I think it's because a lot of people in St. Louis don't go to school after high school. I'm kidding.
We don't do where I'm from because
there's only one high school
in Rochelle, Illinois.
Well, no, they say what high school you go to because that you can make a snap judgment about someone quickly. Oh, you went to Laduce. You can get me cocaine and you're probably a Jew.
You went to Chaminade. Gay. Anyway, you just did.
Where did you guys go?
Parkway North. You can work on your carburetor if you need it.
I own a two-toned Palmetto acid wash jean jacket. You understand.
You work at Pattonville, take my order at Taco Bell and shut the fuck up.
There's a good flow chart that I just saw on Reddit of like asking yes or no questions and it'll like trace where exactly you went to high school. But I'm always boggled why other cities don't ask that. But I guess I don't know.
It's a very provincial part of it.
It is. So you went to Kirkwood. You are much younger than us. You're like 29 years younger than us, which is insane.
It's unbelievable. I can't believe you.
But I feel like if we came up at the same time, we would have been best friends.
We would have been
absolutely.
If we went to high school together, we would have been like, all right.
If we went to high school at the same time as you, we would have found you in St. Louis and been friends.
I don't know about that. I think that's the thing is that you don't like talk to other high school.
But we did. We
you
somehow
did?
Stepped out. We
really?
Were weird.
How?
We stepped out because we knew a bunch of kids. We just knew people. We were weird.
Neighborhood,
sports, Jewish shit. We would be all around and we'd suddenly be like, or we'd go to these like leadership things and like all of a sudden there were a bunch of kids from Parkway West who we knew.
Yeah.
And so we'd show up at a West party and they'd be like, you know, hey, what are these Jews doing here?
I didn't know anyone from outside of Kirkwood.
Well, first of all, to come from St. Louis, come out to LA, create the success that you've had TV show, stand up, all of it. Your stand up special of the stand ups on, is that there?
Netflix, it's called, yeah. Netflix? It's so confusing to be like, I have a stand up special that is episode 4 of the part.
But by the way, in great company, and they're in great company with you, but it's like my favorite, Dan Soder, Nate Bargatze, you. I mean,
best-selling.
Such a great group.
That's why I signed on for it, because you're like, I'm doing a half hour, and then you hear the other names, and you go, okay, well, if they're doing it, then I'll do it.
And all of you guys made that whole series amazing, which is just super cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so happy that you're on this show, because there's nothing we love to do more than riff with you.
And thank you.
This show explores the idea that the world is getting dumber every moment that we stand mm-hmm. here and that we sit here and we say this. We've said this on stage. There is probably someone in Florida right now in Tallahassee naked with a machete taking a shit in a pool that isn't his. So hope does not float. So what do we have to combat that? We have our comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And so our dumb ears on the ground, and we have the best fans. They are the best. The Facebook page is incredible for this show. People send us stories and send Dan these stories of that have happened in the world. And then we have not heard these stories. You have not heard these stories. So the four of us get to break them down and try and understand the stupid behavior the stupid tsunami that is overcoming our country as we speak, and the world for that matter.
I think you guys should stick with that show you were doing before this,
which is
St. Louis podcast about high schools called Arch Rivals, the St. Louis High School podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's up with CBC, man?
All right. Dan,
I was like,
I'll just
enjoy this.
Dan's like, Vianney, what's up with that?
And then I'll start one called We Don't Like Dixon, a Rochelle, Illinois High School podcast.
It's just one what's episode up? Followed by What's Up, John Burroughs Ass. All right, come on, Dan. Give us a story.
This was sent in by Christina Jenkins at Hey, it's Christina.
I love that.
C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A.
I would have had her handle be the Jank.
And had it be like the Jinx.
Yes. Yeah, the Jank. The Janks.
The Janks.
Bexar County deputies.
Where is that?
This comes from mysanantonio.com. So,
okay.
So
okay.
Texas. Tejas.
So maybe it's Beck. Is it Bexar?
Different rules Behar? In Texas. It's Joy Behar. They named a town after her, but it's spelled with an A.
County deputies.
That's a different view of it, Jay.
Arrested a man and a woman who were allegedly caught
having sex.
There we go.
At the Santa Coast Casablanca Theater on the far west side.
Now, you did a show called Not
the west
safe.
Side of the theater.
I know, right? Come on, you know
are
where
we
I
finding
like,
what part hey, of the where
you know where I like to sit when we're fucking in a theater. I have my seat. I like to be on the end.
You know, babe, I can't fuck in the
my
north.
God.
I like sitting where I can put my legs up on the rails while you ride it.
I love that we're making him decide. Maybe yeah, she's maybe the driving
she's
force.
Yeah, maybe
by
she's
way.
The.
She's like,
yeah.
I can't do it in the north.
I can't come in the front row.
I need to be in the west side of the theater.
Do you think that when they? Do you think they went to the theater knowing
expecting
they were
that it was DTF? Well, okay, now I ask you. Okay, you did a show that dealt with all of this stuff.
Yeah, I think about this stuff a lot.
Right. So, what do you think? I'm anxious to hear your thoughts. On
this. I think it was probably it got to them depending on what they were seeing and what the like. Sometimes you go to the IPIC. You ever been to the IPIC?
Oh yeah, sure. too loungy for me.
I go. I could see something going on down here. No, like that could happen
as
with
an adult.
Waitresses coming by.
You could sneak it. That's and the waiters? Sneakiness want, of it could be
tater tots, and I want someone on my tots.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever fooled around in a movie theater?
No.
I've hooked up in a movie. You kiss a
no,
person
I,
in a movie.
I'm talking as an adult. I once
hooked up
you
in a
movie. You had sex
theater.
In a movie theater?
It falls
close.
Into the category of sex, but we didn't have intercourse.
Was this,
right.
Was you ought to know about you?
Does she go down on you in a theater?
That's how we all know how to air. It's a theater.
Theater.
Yeah.
See, I always thought that was a musical, like a Broadway show, because it's the theater.
It wasn't.
They did it when she went down on him during Cats.
It wasn't
Starlight
planned.
Express, assholes. Miss Saigon.
Wait.
Miss Saigon down on
you? What movie did you hook up on?
Yeah.
In?
I really don't remember.
Oh,
Schindler's List. That's really inappropriate.
I think it was in the dome at the Arclight.
Yes, someone got dome.
Okay.
Someone got dome in the dome.
At Sklar Brothers. S-K-L-A-R.
But, so you think this was, okay, we're in love, we like each other, I think he's hot, she thinks
I'm
hot.
I don't think it was depending on their ages, did we get their ages?
We're going to get them before
it's
over.
If their ages are like living at home with their parents' ages, then it's premeditated. But okay. if it's, you
That's
know,
a great point because yeah. you need to find yeah. somewhere to do Spaces. It.
There's limited, like when I go home for Christmas, sometimes my ex-boyfriend, who we would always hook up when we go home because he's from St. Louis too. And we don't have anywhere to go to hook up because we're broken up and we're like secretly hooking up. And so we have nowhere to go. So we have to like
Not
find
so
places
secretly
like
anymore.
This. Yeah. it's what the cat's
Is it still happening? It's still happening?
Yeah. We're broken up now, but I'll see him at Christmas. It'll be fun.
You will see him at Christmas yes, and it will go
yes,
down.
Yes, it will go
Holy
down.
Holy cow.
It's so fun. It becomes like illicit.
A lot of good movies out. There's a lot of good movies
right,
out.
Right, because you behind Noggles.
Yeah.
Do you want to see parts of Lady Bird with me?
I already saw the whole thing, so yeah, I would go again. And yeah.
And hook up. Did you say I'll show him some of my Lady Bird?
Bye!
During all the long driving sequences, like we get it.
Quote unquote yeah. long yeah. driving sequences.
How do you feel about Armie Hammer right now?
Again, Armie.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Hammer.
At Sklar Brothers.
Stop it.
The amorous suspects, ready for these names? Melissa Feist McCusion.
Okay. Hyphenated?
Yes. Feist and then hyphen M-C-C-U-I-S-T-I-O-N.
McCusion.
McCusion.
Yeah.
And Feist. Adam Emmett Lee both face charges of public lewdness. Yeah. Okay, now I'm going to show you these people's pictures.
Is Adam okay. Emmett Lee a Civil War reenactor? It seems like that's what he does.
Only he like wears the top of the North, but the pants of the South.
I'm going to show you their pictures. At the end, we will guess
and
their
likes
ages.
To sit in the West.
Yeah. Yes, of course. At the end, we're going to guess their agey.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, one of them is going to be very easy to probably guess. The other is going to be difficult.
So of now, the ages. Now, you're going to show the pictures,
okay,
and
so
you have to guess the
this
age
is
from
deceiving
the pictures. It's going to be hard.
And all
very
the other
hard.
Details.
See, now, this is the thing. Because
in
you
Dumb
don't
People
know how
Town,
hard people have lived.
In Dumb People Town, 19 can look 48.
Yeah. So you look at someone, you're like,
and
oh, my God, that person is 50.
A lot of the dumb is from maybe a hard life of drugs. And
yeah,
okay,
maybe.
Got it.
Or just hard life.
And San Antonio, it's dry. That sun beating down on you.
It's not good for your skin.
But
right. Nobody is moisturizing that
no.
near the Alamo.
No.
Okay. This is Melissa. And all of this will be up on the Facebook page, Dumb People Town Facebook page.
Yeah. Join the Facebook page.
The Facebook page is so fun. People share stories. Characters who we talk about, like,
come
in these
to life. And
no, they join the Facebook
join
page.
The Facebook page and start answering things.
Oh,
it's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Or people go, they live in the town where these happen. They're like, I'm going to that movie
I'm
theater.
I'm going and I'm taking a picture.
I will take a picture of the sex seats. Okay.
Oh,
Someone
my
in San Antonio
Here
will.
Is Melissa Feist McCusion. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see her.
Oh,
okay.
No. Oh. Okay. Okay.
I can't
okay.
tell. I can't
I know,
tell.
Right? That could be. There's a big range in there.
She could
there,
be in high school or have a
so
daughter in high school.
That,
right?
That,
you don't know.
That it could
you
be that
know.
Inconclusive.
No. Am I right? I said she could be in high school or have her daughter in high
but
school.
I mean, that is 100% correct.
So let me ask you this, though. As a father of daughters and have seen people spend a lot of time on their hair, what she has working in the back that what looks like a bun or it could be
Scrunchy.
A ponytail, whatever it is right there. It seems like it took a lot of time to put that together. It's a bun.
Mm.
It's a big bun.
Oh, it looks like she's got a little gray going at the top. Is that like a
I think
patch
that's
of...
the photo quality.
That might be the photo quality. See, this is why a picture you cannot tell. A picture is not worth a thousand.
Okay, you ready for the
yes.
guy?
Let's
yes.
see the guy.
Yes.
Because the guy
I've
might be the key.
Ready.
The guy might be the key to understanding.
I'm going
to
tell you before you see him. He looks like a brought to life like Pixar villain.
Ooh.
Ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Doesn't he look like he's trying to steal Woody?
Oh,
his eyes
no.
are way too close.
He looks like he's mad about the fact that he wrote the song Life
like
is a Highway and someone else Rascal Flatts.
He looks like the character from like a English BBC stop motion
like a Nick Park.
I Wallace, cannot believe this Gromit. Couple.
Okay, so
right.
that's the couple.
That's
he is
him.
Mad. He is mad. The furrow in his brow.
I want to know how they met.
Yeah,
Adam Emmett Lee. Adam Emmett Lee.
Yeah, he
Emmett
played football
Lee.
In high
Melissa
school.
Melissa
Feist
McCusion. Yeah, you won't shut up about it.
Okay.
They were booked into the Bexar County Jail on $1,600 bonds last week and both bonded out shortly thereafter. According to an offense report from the Bexar County Sheriff's Office, an assistant manager at the theater was, quote, shocked to see what Lee and Feist McCusion were allegedly doing in theater number 13 around midnight on a Thursday.
Okay, midnight on a Thursday, I'm going to forgive this. This isn't 9 a.m. on a Tuesday.
This
I mean,
is,
if
I'm
they're doing this during Coco at 2 p.m., you know,
it's
that kid show, that's an issue.
So,
Also, that time, if it's a midnight showing, the only thing that released that day, because they don't give the movie,
is this guy.
Was Justice League. Oh. That was the biggest release.
Okay, you're absolutely right. That's what they were saying.
Well, you don't know how much Emmett released, so. his was a. His
did he
was,
get to? When did they get? When
well,
did he
here
him?
We go.
His started out in one theater.
Yeah, it's going down in Auditorium 13. The assistant manager went to tell the manager what was going on.
So a 12-year-old told a 14-year-old.
The 12-year-old is the manager.
Oh, yeah, sorry. The 14-year-old came and told the 12-year-old.
Right, okay.
When the two returned to the theater, Melissa and Lee were, the couple, they were, quote, having sex really fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trying to get it all done.
I guess. Yeah. At that
they
point,
they were on. They were caught.
They're on.
They
had to finish up. Just finish up.
Yes.
Because, just finish.
Okay. At that point, sorry, I lost my spot.
Sometimes you with a movie, you wish it would do that. Like, let's just speed that. We know where this is going. Let's get to it.
It's complicated. I know. I'm going to see Diane Keaton in a white pantsuit. Just get to it. Just get to it. She was not even in It's Complicated.
She wasn't even in It's Complicated. That's what was so complicated.
No, It's Complicated was Meryl Streep
and Charlize. Their own. According to an offense from the Bexar County Sheriff's, the assistant manager was shocked to see them. They were going really fast when the manager and assistant manager came back into the theater. I don't know why the assistant manager just
why do they
like,
need
stop.
To say they're going fast? Like, do they just they want it to be like this slow lovemaking during
sounds like somebody who has not had sex yet
yeah,
is
just like,
seeing
they're
sex
just going really fast.
It's just so everything's
and
fast.
And this all adds up to the 12-year-old and the 14-year-old manager and assistant manager. Yeah.
Right. At that point, the manager confronted Melissa and Adam and told Melissa to get
slow
off
it down.
Let me build up here. Quote, this is a public place, he told her. You need to stop what you're doing and get off of him. Which means, guys,
she's
they're still
up.
Going.
He's sitting.
While they're being scolded.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right, they're like, right. That was a long sentence to have to like still stay on top of someone. Yeah.
Yes. The offense report says Melissa and Lee were both taken by surprise and that they, quote, stood there for a long time before putting their clothes back on, which makes me hope that the dude was like, what do you want from me? I paid good money for this seat. I'm using it how I would like
putting
to.
Their clothes back on.
You don't need
take
your
any
clothes
off.
Off.
Just pull
yes, I totally agree.
As far as this I guy, imagine, he should just unzip.
I can't do this.
I mean, that's
not my thing.
What do you want to do?
I just want to, I imagine.
If you're going to play a song, do it the shitty way Jason does and hold it up to the mic.
Is this it?
What is this? It's going to be funnier if you messed it up.
I think I messed it up.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
What high school did you go to?
Pattonville? No.
What is it?
I got to find the
okay.
song.
Okay. We'll come back to you.
Thanks for grinding it to a halt for the wrong thing.
Oh. Randy
you know
took
else,
the wheel.
You know who else grinded it to a halt?
Well done, Jason
Thank
Sklar.
You.
Well
it.
Done.
I brought it.
They were both taken by surprise. Took a long time before putting their clothes back on. I hope that because they were like, you got yelled at us. Is it cool if we just sit back down? I was like, no, you have to get dressed.
Him putting his clothes back on when he's having sex in theater should be like, insert penis, zip it back
yeah,
up.
Yeah, this shouldn't be putting anything back
she
on.
She should pull up her
yeah,
stirrup
if
pants.
Her shirt is off, it's ridiculous.
The manager, babe, you know I only like it if you're totally.
Can I leave my bra on? No.
Everybody's worried about Superman's mustache.
Unless, not like, in front of Gal Gadot. I can't have you compare her to me.
I know.
Babe, come on, no, you don't take your shirt off. I feel like I'm having sex with Katherine Heigl in a Seth Rogen movie.
27 dresses.
Yeah, that's not what it was. Something with Charlize Theron. The manager reported the incident to the Bexar County deputies. When the deputies arrived, the deputies asked the manager and assistant manager if they had seen the couple's genitals at all. So I guess that's
good,
the big sticking point. Did
question.
You actually see any
I mean, this
genitals?
This is where a sketch artist needs to come in.
Also, if you're
that
following...
It's interesting that you could be like dry humping and nothing's wrong.
Nobody
you
saw
know,
anything.
No genitals.
Yeah. What if they couldn't hire a sketch artist, but they can only discuss... What if they're going really fast to this? Like,
I mean,
totally Jack not Rabbit. On time. Just like completely going so fast to this.
Stop. Silk is legit.
This was what took you so about it, babe. And they're just going.
shoot, like a little fire starts to come out of like their genital. Easy. Look what's going on in Southern California right now.
I wanna get freaky with you.
Alright, so
I hope that they get 7 new downloads of that song because of this show.
Here's what I want. I want them not to be able to hire a sketch artist. I want them to hire a caricaturist from a bar mitzvah. And I want her vagina playing like baseball. Like
on like a bike that we're
a tricycle.
Front,
yeah.
No, the front wheel's really big and the back wheel's.
I want people to go to that YouTube link and write Dumb People Town sent me here so that other people are like, what are you talking about?
Tonight, baby.
This is a public place. You need to stop what you're doing and get off of him. Then they don't put their clothes back on. The cops come up. They say,
Did you see
the genitals at all? No, said the manager, according to the report. But we could see that their clothing was off and they were trying really hard to cover themselves with a small blanket they had brought with them.
Well, maybe.
I mean,
although the ArcLight here just gave away blankets last month.
This only works if the guy is black. But
why?
It only works if the guy is black and the assistant manager had a sense of humor in the moment and could improv really well. If the police came and say, did you see any genitals? And he said, no, I do think I saw a couple of raisin ants. Oh, come on. That's not.
The setup is so
long.
Too long.
Literally, it's 85%.
But there's no better movie treat than a raisinette. It's a very specific movie-oriented candy.
Yes.
Great reference. I mean,
where, but in what other
to
context
me, but
do
I
you
never
see
liked
them?
The raisinette because it was like sweet within other sweet.
Listen.
If his balls had dandruff, you might have said snowcaps.
Yes, there you go. If his name was Reese, you could say, did you see any of Reese's pieces?
By the way, my God.
Can we all do horrible jokes that have long setups?
Yeah. I just needed to set the table really well before I delivered the Thanksgiving dinner.
I loved it.
That was the raisinettes.
That was raisinettes for dinner.
So they brought their sex blanket. Deputies detained the couple and questioned them at the patrol car outside the theater where Adam Lee allegedly admitted to having sex with Melissa in the theater, which means
he had to brag about it in the end. He just wouldn't let it go.
You got a little action.
Time is right.
You understand you're getting arrested for this. You understand you're being impressed, right? Actually, we're not, sir.
We're not sure if she's 20 or 47.
40. Right. He said to the cop, yeah, man. This is a quote. Yeah, man. I should have known better. Was stupid on my part. We were just having a little fun, he told the deputy.
All
right. I mean,
but and then she's standing right next to him is like, way to minimize it, honey.
Yeah.
Little fun.
Yeah. Most meaningful sexual experience
a
of my life.
A little fun.
I know that, let's assume that they're both 56.
Okay.
He looks 40.
Right. But for me, there's a part of me that's like,
if they're both 56,
if they're still that into it
I'm
to each
all
other,
for it.
That like,
me
babe,
too.
This
I'm
is
all,
good.
I'm
like, maybe
it.
They were sitting there and he had his hand on her leg and she's like, babe, I'm just telling you right now, you need to move your hand. Otherwise, I'm getting horny. And he was like, how horny are you getting? And then they kind of, I was like, kudos
I'm
to
gonna
this
pull
flame.
They brought it to him. They were there to do
it. Okay, I'm going
to
pull something from Nikki Glaser's stand up. This could be their sex swing.
This could be the thing that brings that it reignites the spark.
Thank you very much.
And the
God bless
the assistant manager was the only one who saw, which means they didn't disturb anyone else
Nobody
around them.
Nobody else was upset
about
this.
Yeah, I feel like this is actually
they should not be arrested.
Them.
Yeah,
I
should
am
not
too.
Be arrested.
Some of the steps were a little dumb, so they get to
he
be here in
He should not have admitted there was penetration.
Yes, that's right.
Shouldn't have said anything. All right.
That's so funny that he couldn't help himself.
Yeah. Isn't that like totally the dude's way that like he had to brag in front of other guys? Because if he says, I couldn't penetrate, then you know the cops are going to be like, what's the problem, bro?
Yeah, okay. And they know that too. That's how they get guys to admit right.
Yes.
They're
all right, we're gonna play. We're gonna play.
How old?
Two rounds.
Okay.
E for one for each. We're gonna play guess the AG. So first up, how old is Helena Bonham Carter's evil sister?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age.
Now, you are a guest, so you can go...
31.
You just went first. Okay, there you go. 31. Jay, what do you think?
Who's the girl who's saying, I'm like a bird?
I want to fly
Nelly
away.
Nelly Furtado.
That looks like...
It
like,
does.
She
it looks like a messed out
like,
Nelly
like
Furtado.
Nelly
Furtado? Nelly Furtado, but like an overcooked frittata.
Yes.
He left that frittata in the oven a little.
She's 27. What'd you say?
31.
31.
I think she's 36. I think these guys are like grabbing the last
she's,
bit of...
She looks old. 27. All right.
36 from Randy?
Yep. 31 for Nikki and 27 for Jason.
Melissa Feist McCluskeon.
Look on the Facebook website, on our Facebook page right now.
By is, I think maybe
in this
younger.
Round of Guess the Agey, she is 39 years old.
Gonna change mine to 22. That is how crazy this is.
That's right. You don't know what she's
39.
So she could be. So she I looks know. 20.
Is that your sister? No, that's my daughter.
39 years.
I said 36 because
she looks great.
There felt like a little bit of an old glory grab in this.
Got youthful sex. She has youthful sex in her.
All right, let's do the guy.
Okay, Adam Emmett Lee.
And again. This doesn't have to be around the same age or anything because right. Now that you there know that no she's 39, there's no rules.
So, yeah, the
how
wheels
old
are off.
Is Adam Emmett Lee? Nikki Glaser, you can go
I
first.
Can I see the picture again?
Yeah, you can go first or last of
oh,
us.
Oh, you can. I get what you're saying.
Or you can go
I'll go last this time.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Randy or Jay?
Jay, 44.
44 wow. years old.
Yep.
Okay. So I think they met in high school, maybe.
I think he's, this was my theory.
He's
okay?
her friend's older brother.
Nope. I think he's younger. I think she's driving this bus. Mm-hmm. And I think he had some misgivings about it, which is why he's like, I didn't want to do this in the first place. So if she's going to get me in trouble here, I'm going to brag about it. I think he's 34.
34.
So 5 years younger than him, than okay. her.
All right.
I'm going to stick with it. 33
okay.
and he looks like it's a bad 33
yeah,
but
yeah.
I agree she's on top yeah. was like a clue
she's
I
on feel like, top is a clue
yeah I think she's riding it and
which,
he
by the way, which by
and
the way,
he's the one that's dumb and doesn't know not to like keep his mouth shut
mm-hmm. who's the woman who writes all those older movies that are like
Nancy
porn,
Myers
Nancy Myers writes that are porn for 65
yeah,
year old
yeah.
women
that is okay. it's complicated
so but she's on top could be the name of her next
oh
movie
oh my god
right? she's on top
she's on top
Nancy Myers
the mom-com
here you go mom-com
Okay.
Girl on top.
Girl.
Adam Emmett Lee.
Okay.
AEL, if you're nasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is 40 years old.
No!
They could have been classmates.
Age appropriate.
Yeah, they met in high school,
whoa.
And they've been banging and moved. That's the first
good.
Place they had sex. It's the
good.
Most recent place they had sex.
Are they still together? Like, what's
God,
going
God.
On with them?
They, oh, they have different last names.
They each married someone else.
Maybe
and then
they're rekindling.
This is, could be the I got to
oh,
get out of the
maybe
house.
It's a deal. Both divorced. Both have kids.
Don't
Facebook
wanna,
reconnected them from
go.
High school.
There we go.
I think you're dead on this.
All right. There's the first story in the books. Nikki Glaser is with us. I'm so happy she's with us.
Oh, my God.
And we are off and running in Dumb People Town. Can't wait for the next story. Stay with us through the break.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Dumb People Town. We have Nikki Glaser. Follow her on Twitter.
She's a great follow on Twitter.
Yes.
Thank you.
And your show is so much fun.
Thank you.
You sitting at the table with the vibrator.
Yes.
People can still
when
catch
I was sitting
shows.
On the vibrator
yes.
at the
yeah.
table? Yeah,
yes.
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like
yeah,
so beyond fucking funny.
I can't
funny.
Believe I did any of that now. But I'd do it again. But yeah,
you
thank
do
you.
It all again.
The great thing was you were doing straight comedy. You know what I mean? Like nothing was like, well, like you made it so funny.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, that's
thank
what was,
you.
That was what was
by
great.
The way,
comedy
you were,
comes first.
Yeah.
And you were great.
And then I do.
Yeah, folks, you were amazing in our Poop documentary.
Oh my God, I can't wait to see it.
So it's coming out in theaters, by the way, in 10 cities. We're pushing it out in theaters.
Yeah,
in 10
cities.
Yes, St.
Folks,
Louis.
I don't
we
know
didn't want to do this movie. It just had to come out.
It just had to come out of us. So it is, I don't know the 10 cities. I know
okay.
it's going to be in New York. I know it's going to be in L.A. If
yes.
we have a premiere in L.A., you're coming to
oh
it.
Oh, my God.
February 16th, it'll be out, and then it'll be out also on demand and I think on streaming
I
things
can't
as well.
Wait. I
it's,
had so much fun.
It's so funny, and
yes.
you were so great, and you're great
thanks.
In the trailer, too. So I just want to let everybody know that she's incredible
yeah.
in this
you.
Movie. So just look, we will always figure out ways to include you in stuff that we're doing. This is I love that we became friends and now you're here and this is great. And
I added to my IMDBM.
Do
nice
it,
girl.
Do it.
Boom.
Good girl.
All right, Dan, we got another story?
We do. I want to say really, really quickly before we do, this drops 6 days before
that's
Monday
right.
the 18th, a very important and special and fun show that I'm a part of. It's
LA.
The Feliz Navipod holiday variety show at Meltdown Comics. Mm-hmm. It's 8:30 on Monday the 18th. Every single dime is going to Planned Parenthood.
Good.
It is Colin Hanks, myself, Rory Scovel, Nick Thune, April Richardson, Chris Sullivan, and the lead singer from Dawes, Taylor Goldsmith.
Amazing.
Are going to be doing music along with Chris Sullivan's This Is Us co-star Mandy Moore is going to
wow.
be there doing
what? it.
What?
It is just going to be a night.
Is that Manny Moore from Tangled?
It's just going to be a night of nothing but fun.
I was doing my version of every seventh grade girl from St. Louis.
Wait.
It's just going to be a night of nothing but fun. Like I said, every single dime we raise is going to go to Planned Parenthood. Dave Clock is designing the poster. We're going to sign those and auction some of them off on eBay. So please come out to that and have some fun this holiday with us.
We'll see the people in St. Louis this weekend. And then if you're in LA, you come to that on Monday. Are you traveling around, touring around? Or are you keeping on the download to the end of the year?
I am New Year's Eve in Burlington, Iowa at the Catfish Bend Casino.
Yeah, baby.
One night only.
There you go.
That's what's on my calendar right now.
That is fine. So you're going to go to St. Louis and then just drive up there?
Yeah. Oh, and I'm also going to do a charity show at St. Louis at the Funny Bone for all proceeds go to Animal Rescue that
Very
I think
good.
Is happening on Thursday, whatever that day
The 21st.
Okay.
Yes.
Right
I
on.
Believe. But just check my Twitter and find out if you're in St. Louis.
Nice. Yes.
I love it.
Are you ready for one?
Let's do one.
It was sent in by Matt L at Matt L 80, M-A-T-T, the letter L 80. All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
An Arkansas couple. Now, you think I'm going to say something dumb and criminal and bad. Nobody did anything wrong.
Okay.
But it is, there's going to be, there's a lot of questionable behavior.
Okay. A lot of unwrapping.
An Arkansas couple who once ate at Olive Garden daily for nearly 7 weeks.
There's your problem right there.
Plans to name their first child due in December. Olivia Garten.
What?
Yes. Her name of this baby is going to be Olivia Garten.
See, I'm going to come out and say the fact that they're on the same page is kind of beautiful.
Yeah, I think it's sweet.
You know what I mean?
But what are you doing to this kid?
One of I can see what someone saying,
so
I'm doing this.
I'm so jealous that they go to Olive Garden every day. That's,
right.
That is like heaven,
Nikki,
in Arkansas.
You want to go to...
The tradition of my family is the day after Thanksgiving, whether you went Black Friday shopping with Diane and Connie or not,
right?
Everyone meets at Olive Garden for lunch. I went there this year.
How was it?
I would like to, I haven't told you guys this.
Is this going
to
be like a Jason Domino's story?
How many family members, how many people?
I love Domino's
people.
Stop.
How many people
love
from
it.
My family?
It's making me question when a child becomes a child.
Stop it.
Domino's
has very questionable ideals about
how many
abortion.
People?
Wow, it shakes your entire.
Yeah. How many people from my family at one point do you think were in Olive Garden the day after Thanksgiving?
I think there were at least 15 people.
15? Anybody else want to take a guess? 23.
I mean, I was going to say, if I was being like making an educated guess, it'd be like 11, but the way you're talking, I'm thinking it's like 27.
At one point in Olive Garden, the day after Thanksgiving, my family had 29 people.
Oh my Jesus.
You literally are family at Olive Garden.
You
have to give them a heads up.
Like 11 of them left, and then the rest of us were whatever that is, 18, and they put us in like a back room area, which I was so thankful for. It was like
villa.
An L shape with like five tables for kids running over. Then they started seating
Beyonce sits.
At the Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Other people, they started seating other people in our area, and I was like, do not do this to these poor people. Like,
they're out at the Olive Garden for just endless
salads. It's their fault for being at the Olive
Garden. Do you guys joke about it, or is it like, this is actually nice?
It's,
or is it like a funny tradition?
It runs the gamut.
Right.
Like, grandma loves, grandma's like, we're all here together, and Rosemary can feel into the way she wants about anything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She's earned it. And then, there's some of us that are like, I can't believe we're really all going to Olive Garden. Like, one, we're just gonna, why can't we just order pizza?
Endless soup and salad is fantastic.
Oh, that's what
it's
I went
really
with.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
That's all you,
it's basic, and it's cheap, and
I paid for the whole thing, and people were like, that's so nice. And what I was saying is, I'm not paying to be nice. I'm paying so it will end.
Yeah.
So we don't have to split up checks.
I'm taking 35 minutes out of this by just being like, here.
Here you go.
Yeah.
You
know, like, and it was what, 29?
Yeah.
50?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, that included tip. No.
Yeah.
And your grandma,
you tip, and your grandma just said to you, just Venmo me the money after. I'll Venmo.
It is funny.
Olivia Garten. Yeah. I'm just proud of them for not naming their child just straight up Olive Garden. Which is like, they're taking an artistic spin on it.
They also were like, let's take a woman's name, Olive, and make it a woman's name, Olivia.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. That's a good point. They could have really just done Olive.
Dan, you said in a chain on our, we have a little app of comedians.
Oh, yeah. So much fun.
Comedians texting each other called Banter. If you haven't downloaded it, download it. It's super fun. But Dan, you said that if ever there was a strip club put into an Olive Garden, it would be called Olive's Garden, which I love. I love that.
Justin and Jordan Garten. So that's their last name. So they're already built into the pun.
Okay.
There we go.
Is that why they go to Olive Garden? Because they're so close to?
Maybe.
Are Arkansas natives who grew up going to Olive Garden.
So when you say Arkansas natives, you mean brother and sister.
No. Look at these two. Aww.
They're cute.
I love them.
Yep. Breadsticks and love.
They're cute.
That's my album.
He's a ginger.
He's a ginger, and she just looks interesting and cool.
I love these
according
people.
According to Jordan Garden.
Is that a wedding photo, or is that just them hanging out?
It's got to be a note.
In a gazebo.
Playing hide and seek in a gazebo.
This is 100% an engagement photo. The ring is so prominent.
By the way, can he not grow the mustache, or is he purposely going Amish on this?
Purposely.
Oh, purposely Amish.
Strap it up.
I love this guy.
Chin strapping.
This is from Jordan. She said, I am only one third generation on my dad's... I am only the third generation, on my dad's side to be born in America.
Okay. I actually am starting to have a problem with these people.
Yeah.
Okay. Their last name is Garten. Okay. How difficult would it be to just call her Olive Garten?
Well, we're going to get to it.
But they're doing something nice by not doing that.
Maybe, but
for her. It's for the kids.
They're showing me that they don't have a level of commitment.
Right. This isn't a story then.
Have a level of commitment to the name, then they don't have a level of commitment to each other.
This shouldn't be a story unless the child's name was going to be Olive Garten.
Keep in mind, when I read this next quote from her, what she just told you is her grandparents are Italian.
Okay.
Italian.
Oh,
she shouldn't even be in an Olive Garden.
She wrote, quote, I just love Italian food, and growing up in Arkansas, that's pretty much one of the only Italian places we ever got to go.
That might be false fake news.
To call it an Italian place is an affront to every Italian
person. In 2015, shortly after they got married, the Gartens purchased, quote, a never-ending pasta pass from Olive Garden.
They're
for those who don't remember.
Really,
do you remember the never-ending pasta pass?
$100 allows customers to have unlimited pasta and Coca-Cola soft
for
drinks.
For a month.
Quote,
this is Nikki's face right
that
now.
That is so disgusting. Nikki's face.
$100.
Well, listen to what Justin has to say. We committed to eating there every day for 6 or 7 weeks to get our money's worth.
By the way, that's $3 a day.
Yep. Yeah.
30 days in a month, 31.
It's a good deal.
It's just
like not healthy.
Right. We did that 6 or 7 weeks to get our money. What if you just
does that include Diet Coke?
You guys.
And like
guys.
A gluten-free rice
or
pasta.
Or the dude version, like, you got Coke Zero? Because I don't like Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the same thing in a black can, dude. Some people are now yelling at me on the internet. We committed to eating there every 6 days, 7 weeks, whatever, how long, to get our money's worth. Justin said, who calls him, that's a rude way to say this. Said Justin Garten, 28, an actor who works in a furniture store to make ends meet.
What is he doing in Arkansas?
Yeah. I know.
It's dinner
theater. I'll tell you what he's doing right now. He's singing Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat. then he goes, it saved us several hundred dollars when we really needed it, which then you're like, okay.
Okay, I like these people.
When Jordan Garten became pregnant with the couple's first child, they immediately looked to give their daughter a name with Italian origins.
No.
I'm going to show you the onesie they had made.
Olivia
Garten.
That's cute. That's like a really nice job. Whoever
Nikki
did that.
Wavering back and forth from being on these people's side to being offended by
it. You know what? They're dumb and harmless. And the fact that they have only had one kid gives me hope.
That's right.
I hope that they don't have any more.
That's right.
Quote, we were able to make the joke, but a little more subtle, and it's still a pretty name, said Jordan Garten, the mother-to-be. It was definitely an easy decision. The Garten said their friends and family are happy with the name, and they get the joke because they know of the couple's love of Olive Garden. Quote, when they say it out loud, it's like an instant connection. Yeah, but I don't know that you needed it.
No.
Quote, it's like, oh, of course, a tweet from Justin showing a onesie with Olivia's name on it that was a gift from friends.
If they have a boy, they're going to call him Chef Boyardee.
He tweeted out the picture of that onesie, and it caught the eye of Olive Garden officials.
Of course it did.
This is why.
This is why they did
it.
Story.
Justin tweeted, we spent the first part of our lives loving at Olive Garden. Now we get to spend the rest of our lives loving
dying,
Olivia
dying
Garden.
From it.
That's actually pretty cute.
It's cute.
I'm just happy that he got a little bit of fame that he's always craved as an actor in Arkansas.
He's listening to this article on his IMDb.
He's getting it now.
It really
is.
He's done
yes,
it. Yeah,
yes. When they do their production next fall of Our Town, he may it's have right. a shot to be the narrator.
That's right.
Olivia in place Garton. Of... I can't remember the character's name.
He's going to be able to afford Invisalign.
When he sexually harasses when he sexually harasses someone in the production of Lake Well Begone.
Yes.
A company spokesman told ABC that they have sent a little surprise to the Gartons already and plan to send food and gifts when Olivia arrives. Mm-hmm. Quote, we couldn't have been more thrilled upon hearing about the Gartons' growing family, said the Olive Garden spokeswoman. We always love hearing unique ways our guests have been able to connect with Olive Garden, and we can't wait to meet.
Most corporate thing ever. Like,
unique ways they're willing to connect with our brand.
With our brand and understanding.
The brand consciousness they are displaying.
Okay. Nikki, you ready to get back on the side of these people being like, stop?
Okay.
Yeah.
The Gartons also, by chance, have given their daughter unique initials.
Oh, God.
They followed the tradition of Justin Garton's family and used one of his siblings' names, I didn't know that was a tradition, as the baby's new middle name.
R. Okay. O-R-G.
Worse. Olivia's full name will be Olivia Michelle Garton, or OMG.
Ah, stop it.
Quote, I guess.
I like that. I'm back on board.
Oh, you are on board.
I like, OMG. Yeah. My initials are NRG, so it's like energy. And yes. I loved a good initial.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Mine, I get called almost as much
DVK.
As
DVK.
Yeah.
Dan Van
it's so
Kirk. It's phenomenal.
That's so great. That's yeah, a good it's one. Very, it could be
DVK
very.
DVK is great.
Yeah.
OMG is awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
But,
Olivia's full name will be Olivia Michelle Garton. OMG, quote, I guess we just have to be those hashtag millennial parents, Jordan Garton said with a laugh. And that's the end of story time.
They got a long road. Raising a kid's heart. All these little jokes will be over soon.
What are they going to do when they have another one?
Yeah.
What is that? That kid's going to get nothing. Like
Taco Bella?
Yeah, like it's so
Bella
at school.
Breadstick.
Breadstick.
Breadstick Garton.
Babe, you know
that's
where
Breadstick.
Breadstick Garden.
I can't get enough of them.
Babe, do you remember our first errand we ever went together was to get the oil changed at Jiffy Lube?
Let's do that.
What about Jimmy Lou Garden? What?
No, oh Jeffy Lube. Jeffrey
Lube.
Jeffrey Lube. All right, there's story two down the books.
Is.
Not harmful people. They're just a couple from Arkansas. He's an actor. Don't know why he's in the acting capital of the world, Fayetteville, or wherever they are.
Right.
And they've just made a decision that may or may not haunt their child. That's the way it works in Dumb People Town. We only have one more story, Dan.
Can you tease
a little bit what we might see in this next segment?
Somebody steals their ride from the grocery store.
Okay. Ooh. There it is. Yeah. You're going to have to tune in after the break to find out. This is Dumb People Town with Nikki Glaser. Stay with us.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Dumb People Town. If you want to see us live, by the way, we'll be doing this show live at San Francisco Sketch Fest.
Oh, yeah. Right. On January 21st, which is a Sunday at 1 p.m. at Cobb's Comedy Club.
Dumb People Town Luncheon.
Dumb People Town Luncheon. Bring your stories like we did in Houston, which will air in a little bit. If you come up and you have a story, you can come up and read it.
We
will break it down for you so the townies can come. It's like a town
hall
meeting.
And all of our, like, the fun Guess the Ages and stuff we do here, we do with the townsfolk.
You
there.
Can participate.
Killer merch that you don't have to pay shipping for.
We'll bring
that. Sign it.
And by the way, we are figuring out ways in which we can get that up at Amazon because we have.
Yeah, it might be up by the time this drops. Yeah.
Might be
but
up.
It'll be up very, very soon.
We will let you guys
live
go through the Facebook
page. Live
podcasts
are so fun together.
They're so fun.
They
we're doing We're doing one in New York on February 25th. We're trying to find out the ticket counts. I think it's sold out.
Yeah, the girls
so we'll
and guys we
one.
Fucked are the they're the first guests that we have, and then we might add a second show there as well. And then Moon Tower's coming up.
I might live there by then, so you guys should hit me up.
Ah, nice.
Oh, love to.
Cool.
Really? You might be back in New York.
If you add a second show.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yes. That's February 25th at the Bell House.
Nikki Glaze. All right, so we have one more story. Let's
Here
do
it is.
This.
Sent in by Liz H at Liz A-S-H-I-Z. Liz Ashiz. Liz H. Thanks, Liz. Chris Fairbanks, Alaska. An Anchorage man.
Cunky Chambles, Alaska.
Cunky Chambles, my favorite bit. Oh. I love him.
An Anchorage man was arrested on felony theft charges after police say in the area say he was trying to drive a stolen electric shopping cart away from the grocery store to which it belongs.
You are not going to go very fast.
No.
That's one of those like jazzies with the basket in the front.
Right. And do they have like the, did he get stopped at the thing?
Because I think that's more of a city area where we get the,
shouldn't there be like an electric fence with that thing?
Yeah.
That, like,
with you carts.
You can't see it. If you go past it, it'll like shock you.
It like locks up.
Yeah.
But it's what I shock you. Like leaving on a, like one of those little rascals, like that's what Cat Williams did.
At a Target.
Cat Williams slapped a Target employee and then hopped on a rascal and led the police on a low speed chase.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's what can't he do? God.
Comedy.
Get it together.
I love together. Cat Williams.
He can't get it together. It's so funny.
What can't Cat Williams do? His hair? I don't know.
Oh my God.
I think Cat Williams is so funny.
My wife and I were in it.
He took like 15, it was like Todd Glass-esque. He took like 15 minutes at the top of his show. The DJ kept putting on this song like, every day I'm hustling.
Yeah.
And he's like, I told you, Mr. DJ, do not put that song on. And he gives him a look and the guy goes back and he's like, every day I'm hustling. I told you, Mr. DJ. And like, we were laughing so hard. I was like,
You don't even know what you're laughing at.
I know this is coming, but this is
like
just,
he comes out on stage at the beginning of his special. He's sweating profusely. You're like, you haven't done anything yet.
Back there.
Tons of cocaine.
So many drugs. And burpees.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In full regalia.
Yes.
While in platform shoes. While holding a handkerchief.
This guy, though, leaving, I hope he left in electric car, like the little rascal, like confidently saying goodbye to everybody.
No, I bet he's leaving, and then employees walk out, they count the rascals, they're like, 2, 3, 4, 5. 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 6. Why is this only 5? And then you look to your left and he's still trying to get out of the parking lot. He's still 11 feet away.
Right. Or like flooring it. Back, forward, back, forward, out of a space that he can't back.
And it's going to take so long. Somebody's like, Dale, would you be fair? Before you lock up tonight, will you go get that guy out of the parking lot? He won't have made it that far.
Right.
The incident began in the early hours of Tuesday morning when Rondell Chinahook
sounds like a stand-up comedian from the 80s.
Who used to box.
I love Rondell Sheridan, but like he's that guy. Rondell Chinahook now does only corporate gigs and cruise ships.
And can do a little magic.
His classic closer is the difference between black men and white women.
And his headshot is from 1995.
It's him in
still
a full Eskimo like fur lined hooded jacket
with a hook in his mouth, like pulling it to the side.
And he takes those into the diner with him just in case they put up pictures
I was gonna say he had a full salmon in his mouth. But the hook is way better, Nikki.
Whoa, a hook.
The hook is way better. He's like getting pulled off out of his own headshot.
Yes.
Do any of you have your picture up anywhere at any establishment where they're like, can we put a picture up on you?
Yeah.
It's the best. Yes. No, I mean, not at like a comedy club. I mean,
no, like a restaurant.
Like at a diner or a restaurant.
I wanted to go
in
my dry cleaner and I wanted to ask them if I could put it up because they have like a bunch of, but they're so old. You know, it's like the dad from, or the uncle from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Like, he's the most famous one. And I wanted to put it up.
He's in every dry cleaner.
He comes from the place. I wanted to put mine and just say, thank you for letting me put this up. Like, say something just so like people in the neighborhood just go, oh my God, like, she, like, make it a joke.
Yeah.
You guys really pressed me to do this.
Yes.
Like, if I could get the Astro Diner in Silver Lake to put my picture up, I would.
Dan,
Dan,
do it.
Man.
Get me your headshot and I will walk in there and do it.
I would
I love diners so much to just have, or like Patty's in Burbank.
Yeah.
If I could to be up on that. Yeah. Oh, I would
Dan
just
Van
make
Kirk.
Me so happy.
That, I mean, because you know people will then take your picture, take their picture in front of you in it. There's
yes.
like an, there's an old couple who fixes watches down 3rd Street. Like, yeah. I don't know how they still can pay the rent down on 3rd.
Right.
3rd near Crescent Heights. And I've gone in there for them to fix like a watch before. I want to give them my headshot.
Yeah,
sure. Because you know they've got.
You should bring it back.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it happened a lot in 1988.
There's a big thing.
There's Higgins from Magnum PI.
Yeah.
He gets his watch fixed here.
Oh, Bob Uecker used to come in here.
Higgins from Magnum PI. He gets his timepiece fixed here.
I gotta bring in my headshot.
Do it.
That is like, I have to do that before.
Okay,
I,
done,
yeah.
done.
So Rondell Chinahook of Anchorage set out on the Safeway shopping cart in the Fairbanks area store. Employees noticed him leave the store on the cart at 3:14 a.m., which means someone saw and was like, mark this down.
Yes.
We got a runner.
By the way, this is the last time of death. By the way, 3:14 a.m. Yes. in Alaska in the summertime, it's like 12 noon.
Yeah.
It's light out.
Yeah, that's when they are out and about. It's
totally light.
You gotta
totally
get
light.
Yeah.
That was our joke about Alaska. We're like, how do ugly people get laid in Alaska? let me rephrase that. How do people get laid in Alaska? No.
Did you say pie?
What?
You made the nerdy part of me happy and the amount of me that loves pie. Because I'm hoping that the person was like, the officer's like, what time is it? It was pie, man. He's like, sir, can you just give me what time it was? That's how I remember.
And then someone was like, it was Darren Aronofsky.
Right.
You're like, whoa, that's one step removed from that.
Whoa.
Okay. So employees noticed him leave the store at 3:14 a.m., which was later confirmed via security camera video. Mm-hmm. 10 minutes later, Chinahook reached the intersection on the battery-powered cart with a maxed-out speed of under 2 miles per hour.
No. That's less than walking.
They wrote this. They're just trolling him, the person who wrote this down. Most of his journey on the stolen cart was spent driving from the grocery store across the parking lot to the nearest intersection.
10 minutes later.
Ten
to cross
minutes.
The parking lot.
It
yes.
is so
phenomenal.
Slow.
Phenomenal.
That's slower than parade traffic.
Yeah.
Like
he could have thrown so much candy.
2 miles an hour?
An officer saw him. This is also what I love. An officer saw him stuck at that intersection, the cart apparently inoperable because it was trapped in snow.
That's what I was thinking. Are these off-road vehicles?
No,
like this,
no.
Alaska's not a good place to...
He's drunk in a Safeway. He's like, how far can I get? How far
I'll
can
tell
I
you
get?
How far I can get. This is a metaphor for how far he's going to get in life.
Yeah.
Just to the intersection, then you're going to stop.
Drunk on a Jazzy in the snow is the beginning of, and then I came to this 12-step program.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, and that's why I'm here. My name is Rondell Chinahook.
I figuratively was spinning my wheels in the snow, and now I'm here in his church basement.
I feel like he'd be afraid to talk because that's a pretty soft rock bottom.
How old is this guy?
We're going to find out.
Okay.
By the way, soft rock bottom to me is a great name.
Bar for a yacht rock bar.
Yacht rock bar.
How has nobody ever put those words together before?
Soft rock bottom?
Soft rock bottom?
Oh, come on.
Yeah. That is
yacht rock dive bar.
That is just
a song that's playing when you hit rock bottom. Like, that's
soft rock
bottom. Yeah.
So then I just looked at the wheels were spinning and I heard Christopher Cross and I said, this is it.
Soft rock.
I can't
believe I lost between the moon and New York City.
I've hit soft rock bottom.
Yeah.
So an officer sees him stuck in the snow. Chinahook allegedly told officers he was on his way back to return the cart.
Yeah.
And, quote, was just riding the cart to have fun. That's my favorite because
you know
the cop is like trying to get them to do something. I was like, I'm just having fun, man. I'm just having fun.
Oh, I didn't know that they arrest people for fun here in Anchorage. Something gets on the offensive. I didn't realize.
The bar for fun in Anchorage, Alaska is so low that it could be like,
Have you ever done comedy in Anchorage?
No, I haven't.
So our story of doing comedy in Anchorage was... We years ago went up and did stand up in Anchorage, and it was at
Pete Holmes loves this story so much.
So we went up to Anchorage, and we were featuring for Tommy Davidson. This is
right
at a time when Tommy Davidson was kind of off in Living Color, and he was doing some movie. He did Bamboozled. He did a bunch of stuff. He was and is really funny, like really really funny and talented dude. So we were psyched to meet him. And we thought we'd come off stage and he'd be right there. We'd get a chance to talk to him in the wings while the people brought him up. But what happened was he didn't show up to the gig until 10 minutes after we were off stage, which is so weird because then we'd finish our 30-minute set and the audience is just sitting there, like doing nothing and waiting for Tommy Davidson to come. So we go in the back
and
we're sitting on the floor.
We see his manager, who's like a guy who looks like Jim Brown, the former Cleveland Browns running back, who is now an activist wearing like an African, like beanie type hat, toothpick in his mouth. And we
were going to come up to him,
to say, hey, listen, we'd love to meet Tommy if it's at all possible before he gets on stage. And I guess he thought we were, because we looked younger, we were part of the college that brought them there. And he just looked at us, was like, yeah, Tommy needs more ham on a ham plate.
Like, he starts telling us what Tommy needs in his green room.
Okay, that's great. Is there any
Tommy needs some of that bubbly water up in the... And we're like, great.
Tommy needs more cheese on a cheese... I mean, it was like giving us all the things. So that is now, like, that's Pete Holmes' favorite thing, when we are like, Tommy needs more ham.
And so then we were on a flight with Tommy Davidson. We told him the story about that guy. And
he thought it was...
He thinks it's hilarious. So now whenever we see Tommy Davidson, we're like, Tommy needs...
Tommy,
I want to go to Anchorage.
Tommy, yeah. So this guy need Tommy need a new jazzy.
So yes, Don Charles Chinachuck.
Donnie Need.
I've called him four or five different.
Dontrell Chinachuck.
Rondell
Chinahook.
Ronnie Need.
He says you're just trying to have fun. A spokesman with the Fairbanks Police Department said the theft of the cart, which is valued around $2,500.
Okay. Yeah, it's expensive.
Constitutes a felony. And because this is Dumb People Town, the article had two periods at the end of that sentence, and I don't know why.
Was it supposed to be an ellipses? Or
almost.
Was it supposed to be just a period?
They were thinking about putting an ellipses there.
We'll cut it off here. I'm going to ask you guys right now. How old is Rondell Chinahook at 3:14 in the morning, stealing a rascal from a Safeway, trying to have a little bit of fun?
I think 56. Oh, sorry, I'm going to go first. Go.
What put you to 56?
The name Rondell, that's an older school name. Okay. I think he might be on the verge of needing this said scooter. He probably has some diabetes or something going on. So I think 56. And
just trying to have fun.
He's got a dead foot for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I'm 56.
Okay. Randy or Jay?
It's so funny. I'm so with you. I thought 52 jumped right into my brain. It's like 52. This guy is 52 years old, but he looks like he's 70.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going against the grain, and I'm saying he's 23 years old. Mm. This seems like a dumb prank that a young kid would do.
The fun line makes me think younger.
Okay. The fun line, yeah, because if you're 52, You're not having fun.
You're not doing anything for fun.
So maybe you're trying.
No, you've given up, especially.
You're just trying to survive. Yeah. You're just waiting to die.
But the older part to me feels like...
What's more fun than going less than 2 miles an hour across the parking lot?
Nothing.
In Anchorage.
I kind of felt old.
At 3 a.m.
I felt old person, too, when I was reading, because I was like, oh, he just was like, I'm not walking home from there.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Just like,
fuck that. Fuck
it. I paid my taxes. Technically, this is my rascal. Yeah. Like, that's actually not how our economy works. Okay, so what's the final? We got
56.
56 from Nikki.
Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
52 for me.
Randy.
23.
23 from Jason.
Yeah.
Wow.
Rondell Chinook.
Is available for corporate jobs.
Hook in the lip.
Yeah.
I bought his comedy Hook, Line, and Rondell. By the way, if you want us, do we have a picture of him that we can show?
All right. I mean, we might by the time I find this, but I don't have one.
Join the Facebook page anyway, damn it.
Okay. Rondell Chinahook is 32 years old.
Fun
brought the age down.
Yeah,
it really did. Five. You're right. That was the clue.
Yeah,
fun 32. Brought it.
Oh,
guys, those are our stories.
Those are great.
I feel like 32 is like if you averaged ours together, it's probably
all of us together. And it's maybe true. The lesson of this whole episode is that all of us together make one Rondell Chinahook.
What are you, 32, like, are you...
We've all got a little Rondell with us.
I just now realized that Chinahook is the hook in his mouth
for
the Chinahook.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't
really put it together either until after, because I was going with the Eskimo thing, but
so
it all
was
comes
I.
together.
It was like fishing, but
hooked in the chin. I bought his act Chinahook line.
And then his cerebral album is called Chinna Hook, Line, and Thinker.
I love it.
Guys, you've been great. I sell rags in the back.
Yeah.
That's my merch.
I sell bait in the back. No, that is hilarious. Well, this has been a, I don't know, did you ever watch the show Making a Murderer?
Yeah.
Okay, unbelievable. So, yeah. Ken Kratz, and in this age where, like, dudes are the shoe is dropping on every guy who has ever treated a woman most guys treat women, which is terribly, and the shoe is dropping, why hasn't the shoe fallen on Ken Kratz?
Oh, I thought it did, didn't it?
A little bit.
He needs, because he became a victim suddenly, because people were like,
suddenly became the victim. Well,
vandalizing his house.
The beauty of this.
He sexually harassed the women who he was
trying to help. Like the battered women. So this is a guy who, like, you're like, why isn't this guy now in the conversation a little bit more? Right? Well, here, so we have a pipeline to talk to Ken Kratz, and we actually have an opportunity to talk to him right now. Dan, can you just let him in real quickly?
Sure.
All right, he's coming in.
There he is.
Look at that suit. Look at that Mickey Mouse tie.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, Ken. Ken, how are you? Nikki's not happy.
The star of Making a Murderer.
You're not the star.
The man who made everything. Is it possible that I'm the star? Is it possible that there's a person out there who thinks I'm the star of Making a Murderer?
Of course, that's always a possibility.
How dare you for what you did, not only to the man guy,
being a winner?
No.
To Stephen Avery is who she is.
Being a winner.
What about, who's the
you
boy?
You obliterate him so much she can't remember his name.
Brendan Dassey.
Yes.
Brendan Dassey chose his own words.
He did not.
I chose how to handle those words.
No, he was also was coerced into a lot of stuff.
He thought he was going home to watch wrestling that night.
And slow.
Well, wrestling's real, so I
it's
get it.
It's not real.
You got everything wrong here.
So now, in this world, are you fearful that your name is going to be...
Why would I be fearful of anything? I am Ken Kratz. Mm-hmm. I'm the catch.
Yeah.
I have a $300,000 house.
We understand
and
that.
And I have a 2-year-old Buick LeSabre.
Okay.
People ask me all the time, they say to me, Ken, is that a Buick? Can I say, is it possible it is a Buick?
So you're cross-examining anyone who asks you.
People just want to give you a compliment about your car.
I'm Ken Kratz, and I am the person who has the answers. Now, due to being a star Making a Murderer, I came in here today.
No one looks at you that way.
Is it possible that they know that? Is that possible?
Maybe.
Is it possible that there's aliens?
Everything is possible.
Is it possible there's aliens? Is there possible that aliens say that?
You make a good point, honestly.
Yeah, you do, but I mean...
I'm going to be at C2E2.
What?
That's the Chicago Comic Con.
Okay.
I'm doing a booth and a signing there. God. Mandatory hugs for every person.
That's the problem.
That can't be.
Why would that be a problem? Nikki, this is what I'm talking about.
Who wouldn't want to hug this sweater? Who wouldn't want to feel this goatee on their neck?
No.
You can hear my bracelets clank together behind
you as I pull you in. No, pull you in.
What you just said sounds predatory.
I don't understand why you guys have a problem with me making other people feel good. Is it possible I made the people of Manitowoc feel good when I had Stephen Avery convicted? Is that a possibility?
Everything's a possibility.
I'm doing the same thing. Now, I will tell you this.
Uh-huh.
I might not hug everyone, but because I'm a gentleman, I'll definitely be hugging the women.
All right. Wow. See, this is the problem.
Doesn't that feel creepy?
Not every woman wants to be hugged, right, Nikki?
No, we don't.
But is it possible that some of them do? So why not just hug them all?
Of course it's possible that some people
do. But what about the possibility that some don't?
Yeah.
Why would they be in line?
Because maybe they want to yell at you and tell you to stop.
Yeah.
You're saying that there is also a possibility that some people don't want to be hugged?
Yes.
Then I don't want to live in that world.
Okay.
Well, that's the first good thing
you've said all day. Thank you, Ken Kratz.
Okay.
Take it out.
Thanks.
Take it
I'll
on
see
outside.
I'll see you at C2E2.
Okay.
You guys aren't doing the Wild Hogs panel?
No, we're not. Okay. That's not existing.
Come on.
Goodbye.
Come on.
God, let Dan back in, for Christ's sake.
Wow. You should have seen that guy.
I saw him on the way in. He wears classic Polo cologne, the green bottle.
His bracelet's clanking behind your body is one of the most disturbing auditory
That's
examples.
The sound of a door locking in Matt Lauer's office behind you.
Under desk button. All right, here's the good news, is that we just had a great time with Nikki Glaser.
So we did.
Friend of the show now.
This is the way this goes.
DPT. So, we got to get back to work.
Yep. Dumb, dumb, dumb.